Why do a hip hop or rap project? What inspired you to do something like that?
Well, I grew up in the church and I always had to get, you know, put rhymes together and everything. And the title of my album, like you said, is God Is On My Side. I really been through some things in my life, this part of my life, and it brought some clarity to me. And I had to decide, you know, to choose God or some other things. But the situation I was in was kind of hard. So that's why I titled the song, God Is On My Side. You have to know that God's on your side and everything you do. As long as you're doing a positive, God will back you up. So I wanted everyone to know that He's on my side through the storm and the test I went through. I wanted to let them know that He's still on my side.
How would you silence the critics when they say that rap is not gospel?
Well, to silence the critics, rap is not gospel. Rap is poetry, I mean, and rap is expression. Rap is a method of preaching, you know. So how can you not preach the gospel? You know, it's for us first, and the words that God gives us is right down our alley. But preaching God through lyrical form is the best thing ever. I mean, you're doing it for something, you know, and you're preaching the words, just like ministry. So God is moving through with hip hop nowadays. A lot of people don't understand, you know, God is technology too also, so there's no limits to him. So rap is God worked through Moses' rod, and he can work through the mic.
Now, do you think we will ever see hip hop and rap in gospel as big as it is in mainstream radio, as it has influenced the culture of mainstream America? Will rap and hip hop and gospel do the same?
No doubt. Everybody has to go to God at some time in their life. They have to face God. And whatever climax you have in your life, or increasing point or decreasing point, you have to face God. So like a lot of these rappers out here, they try drugs, you know, money and women, and they're still not happy. And they end up, you know, needing God. So there's a God gives everybody a chance. So they're going to need God in time in their life. So it's best to get with the program or you know, or don't get with it. But you're wasting time if you don't. But everyone's going to have to face God in their life.
Tell us about the song Rain on your project.
Okay, Rain is, you know, as I described it on my project, it says, I can't stand the rain. And some of the things I went through, some of the tests you go through that you have to go through, but your flesh don't want to go through. So, you know, you might call yourself, sometimes you might have to fast and you starve. You don't want to go through that. But you have to go through it. You have to go through experience. Whoever, someone experienced their gas get cut off, if you've got your gas or life that get cut off, you experience that. That just makes you stronger. It makes you, and the rain is a type of storm, a type of test you're going through. And what it does, it washes you and makes you clean and increases you and makes you a better person. Sorrow is good for the heart. People didn't realize it said that in the Bible. It's good for the heart. But when you go through your storms and you pass your test, the rain washes you. So that's how I explain, like I say, in the rain, my life was messed up. My life was messed up at the time, but still I had peace because I had the Holy Ghost.
Why do a hip-hop or rap project? What inspired you?